Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. And I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org or perhaps our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. We are talking about the stock market and sort of all the shenanigans that have happened this week, and I've got another story here that I think you'll find to be very, very interesting. And again, we've seen quite a bit of information, okay? Prime Minister John Howard says, Australia's economy is not that closely linked to China, so we have nothing to worry about. One of the analysts in Singapore said this is all China's fault, that you know they're the culprit behind all these shenanigans. And then you've got another story that said basically the market is sort of on a razor's edge, could go either way. Any amount of news is going to do this. Now, you've got snowstorms, blizzards, dramatic conditions. You've got tornadoes. Obviously, we're coming into what is promising, from what they're saying, to be a dramatic hurricane season. And yes, I know they said that last year, but last year there wasn't the big push behind global warming the way there is now. The hate-filled push behind global warming, that this is going to be one of the big election issues. And we mentioned yesterday about it getting into the churches and everything else. This is going to be the issue, as well as, of course, the war on terror and all these other things. But what I'm saying is that there's a lot of news that could potentially put us into a state of financial collapse. If just the idea that Iran, we're like, Iran, stop enriching uranium. And Iran says, no. And all of a sudden, oil prices go through the roof. What? It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But, again, it is my theory here that this was sort of a heads-up, perhaps, to the big movers and shakers, the people who have a lot of money, the powers that be, okay, the people we've been discussing pretty much the entire show since it's been around, the movers and shakers, you know, the people that aren't us, that this is sort of a little heads up to them, a little flashing light that they can see and recognize it for what it is. And there's a lot of evidence, again, correlations from the last stock market dive taking place in 2001, 1 month after the highest consumer confidence record, which is where we're at now, the brand new high consumer confidence. So maybe a month or so out from something like this. You got Greenspan's comments and Bernanke with his crisis management test and things like that. All these statements, they have a commonality. And this story, I think, is very interesting as well. It comes from The Scotsman. It came out on Thursday, so earlier today, technically. Labor leadership hopeful Michael Meacher and the Prime Minister Tony Blair have clashed over the role in the UK of private equity firms as leaders in the industry met in Germany for their annual conference. At Prime Minister's questions yesterday, Meacher said that the firms were making, quote, huge personal gains at the expense of enormous job losses, end quote. He insisted private equity firms were going after healthy, well-managed companies with a large cash flow, often extracting huge gains at the expense of enormous job losses and, quote, crippling a firm with debts, end quote. He said that Blair should, quote, set up an inquiry into their operation, focusing particularly on the tax relief they receive for leverage buyouts and on the need for them to produce, in each case, a clear contractual statement of their impact on the public interest, including stakeholder and employee interests, end quote. In essence, he's saying, hey, look, you know, they're going out there, they're putting them into debt, they're taking all the money, they're making huge personal gains, but jobs are being lost, companies are going into debt, and obviously those, because it's debt, you know, those bills are not getting paid, they have to be written off, so everybody's losing money. And he's saying, look, for the best interest of the public, Tony Blair, we need to start monitoring these things. And you'll see what Tony Blair has to say when we come back after the short break. Again, folks, give us 3 minutes and then more Frankly Speaking Radio on the way.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate. including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. We're talking about this story here. Out of the Scotsman came out on Thursday, or earlier today, if you prefer, if you're staying up late like I am, instead of getting up early. But anyway, very, very interesting comments. This guy by the name of Michael Meacher, a Labour leadership hopeful, is suggesting to Prime Minister of England, Tony Blair, that he, you know, we got to start paying attention to these guys. They're getting huge tax breaks. They're burdening corporations with debt, and they're making huge personal gains and wiping out jobs. Here's what Tony Blair had to say. He underlined his stance of earlier in the week, insisting that private equity firms have a strong role to play in the economy, saying, quote, "I totally understand the concerns about private equity firms, but on the other hand, it is important to recognize we live in a global market today. One of the strengths of this country has been the preeminent position of the city," capitalized there. The City of London, of course, the financial center of the New World Order, folks. If you look at it and you've seen every sort of breakdown, you'll see that is the center of it all. Again, he says, one of the strengths of this country has been the preeminent position of the city, which has increased under us in the past 10 years, end quote. I think that's very, very interesting. He's saying, hey, look, it's a global market. Everybody's got to make money, and we have built and fortified and strengthened the position of the city in the global market of today. In the last 10 years, it has prospered better under us. Indicating that he's saying, hey, look, you know, you guys are screwed. Who cares about your jobs? We're okay. We're still controlling all the wealth. And that's exactly what that means. So again, does that indicate that we've got some big issues here economically in the near future? Absolutely. Mark my words. David Rubenstein, a co-founder and managing director of the Carlyle Group, warned private equity and venture capital market conditions will eventually change. He said, quote, decline in losses will occur. This can't go on forever. We should prepare investors for lower returns, end quote. Get ready, he's saying. The inevitable downturn could come from a variety of triggers, said Rubenstein, again from the Carlyle Group, such as an economic slowdown, a stock market crash, the tightening of credit, or a legislative or regulatory change. Rubenstein said that an informed public and investor base will be likely less critical of the private equity industry when the boom ends. When the boom ends, it will occur. Decline in losses, possibly a stock market crash. So, folks, I submit to you that this series of stories puts out a lot of things. Maybe just one piece of one story, but over the collective, I think you're seeing some things that people need to be plugged into the know on. Just a thought here. What do you think? 800-313-9443. Let's go to Rodney in Texas. Rodney, how you been?
Well, good morning, Frank.
Hey, brother. Long time no hear. How are you?
I've been hearing you, but I just kind of had to sit back and take it in, you know?
Oh, yeah. That was a lot of information.
But your guest in your first hour
mm-hmm.
Brought up a lot of interesting things. But before I touch on those, this thing with the stock market,
mm-hmm.
You may have already covered some stories about all of these excuses that they were using about there was a technical glitch in
yes.
the computer. Well, let's rewind and go back about, about 10, a little more than 10 years when Bill Clinton was the president.
Mm-hmm.
I specifically remember the day I was at school, community college, and the stock market fell over 400 points.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what excuse they used then? I said it was a technical glitch with the computer that didn't allow a lot of investors to be able to get out, and everything was jammed up from telephones to emails and this, mm-hmm. that, and the other, and they claimed that problem would never, ever happen again.
Wow.
Well, lo and behold, the same thing happens again, and that just lends more credence or credibility to what you were saying, you know, that this looked like it was deliberately staged, you know, for the big boys to give them the signal to get out.
Yes.
And so, you know, the only real people to get hurt, because I had a lot of professors, older professors, some of them were highly tenured, looking forward to retirement. They had the pensions and things like that set aside. And I remember the day that stock market fell, I seen 68, 70-year-old professors. To say that they were nervous is an understatement.
Mm.
And they said that they had talked with their stockbrokers, and the brokers had told them to ride it out. I wouldn't get into the stock market. If I had $1 billion, I wouldn't put a nickel in it.
Amen.
Because it's a racket.
It is a racket. It's just digital numbers, man.
Well, if a person is a student of the stock market and they know how to just get in and make, you know, a profit and get out, not taking and bid all their money into the stock market like and I hate to keep using all these personal experiences of mine, but since I ran into people who got burnt by that fiasco when Bill Clinton was in office in 96, 97, these people were devastated. And my old roommate, who was a very, very good at investing, he was smart. But the problem is over 75% of his portfolio had been invested in stocks. And these were blue chip stocks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking IBM, just any blue chips. Well, needless to say, even those stocks tanked badly the day that the market fell 400. And the only reason why he didn't lose everything is he had you know, he had been raised by his old papa, you know, to put money into precious metals. So he had 25% of his portfolio tied up in gold and silver. And plus he also had some other precious metals put aside in some, you know, bank vaults and whatnot. But, you know, but he was devastated. He was absolutely devastated. And I guess my whole point, without being too long-winded with it, is, you know, a lot of people don't remember that this little trick, this machination that they pull with the computer glitch and all of that, that was the same excuse that they pulled back in 1990s. I'm going to say when Bill Clinton was in his first term as the president is when that stock market fell 400 points, and there was just no rhyme or reason to it, and they said, well, it was a computer glitch. And I heard one expert say, well, the fact that the majority of the investors, we're just going to say the small guys, mm-hmm. the little people like you and I, Frank, mm-hmm. some people call us the flunkies, you know. I didn't say we call ourselves.
Huge difference.
yeah. But the bottom line is the big boys, they got out, you know. But the analogy that this expert used was, he says, like, being in a theater, and he was comparing this illustration to the computer glitch with the software not allowing all these investors to get out, you know. But being in a computer, in a theater, movie theater, and a fire breaks out, and everything is dark in there, you can't see anything, and everybody's screaming and yelling, and there's only one door for everybody to get out. And that door is probably padlocked.
Yeah, that's.
And even if it weren't padlocked, there would probably be a pileup right there at the door with all the people stampeding trying to get out. And this guy was saying that software, nobody, you know, believe this if you want to, Frank. He says nobody ever expected that we would ever have this sort of. A collapse with the stock market, and they all expected that the software would prevent, you know, it would be the safeguard that would prevent, you know, investors from being able to get out when they seen the market slide.
That's right.
Steeply like that. Mm-hmm. Now, they said that over 10 years ago, and then when the stock market does a nosedive, this time they used the same excuse. Now, I believe it's all a racket. I believe it was all staged to burn a lot of people, and they've been setting people up for the last 4 or 5 years. There's been evidence, and I've heard you read several stories, that all these pensions are being raided left and right.
Yes.
There's all kinds of evidence all over the place that, you know, but they keep saying, well, the economy is recovering, it's getting better, and so on and so forth. And then when they finally got enough idiots, if I could borrow Colonel Joe's expression, brilliant dummies out there that believed in all of this, you know, these liars. Then that's when they snatched the carpet from up under their feet. Mm-hmm. And then they used the same old lie that they used over 10 years ago and blame it on a computer glitch.
You know,
if I could
jump in here, I think that's such a brilliant, brilliant point, Rodney, because you're right. They'll make sure that all these little guys, you know, the flunkies, mm-hmm. that they go down with the ship. It's, you know, the analogy of people escaping a burning building, and again, just the bodies piling up, and they'll absolutely do it. They'll shut it down. They won't let anybody take any more money out. They'll say, you watch your money, you know, sink here. Who cares about mm-hmm. you, because we already knew about it.
Right.
I think the same thing's going to happen in banks. Everybody who's got all their money in these savings accounts, or they've got all of their precious metals and safety deposit boxes, they're screwed.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just lock the banks down and say, no, you're not allowed to take any more money out. And you're like, well, it's my money. And they'll say, it's a number on a computer screen. There's actually no money in this bank. So,
and you can be assured they'll have guys in black suits and black masks with machine guns standing right there to make sure that those people get the point.
That's right. Wow.
I don't think the people who go in there and say, I want my money, I don't think the banker is going to explain it to them as humanely as you just explained it.
Yeah, if that's what you call humane, I guess. You're screwed, pal. Take a hike. Better go get in the free food line, which stretches about 8 miles. Hang on, Rodney. We're back in 3 minutes, folks, with more analysis and, of course, more of your phone calls as well at 800-313-9443. Stay with us.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and we're talking about a great many things. And Rodney is with us from Texas. Rodney, welcome back, sir.
Hey, thanks, Frank.
Oh, thank you.
I want to also say that, you know, because of the fear that was created when Bill Clinton was in office and the stock market fell 400 points in a day, and And by the way, believe it or not, about a day or two later, it mysteriously went up like almost 500 or 600 points.
Wow.
I mean, you know, when you start having those extreme swings like that, mm-hmm. Now, at that time, Frank, I didn't understand the stock market. I was just kind of an outsider looking in, but it still left an impression on me that, man, God, just, you know, and I seen the devastation, you know, that it the effect that it had on people who were invested in the stock market and I was thinking to myself, goodness, I'm glad I'm not in their shoes. But that kind of set people up for the Y2K thing. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Because they put a lot of emphasis on people updating their computers, mm-hmm. and we need to do this to back that up and to back this up. And basically what you end up doing is everything is now regulated. Mm-hmm. Everything is monitored through the government. The feds, Homeland Security, you name it. And so they were able to get a lot of people online by using, something like the stock market falling. Mm-hmm. In other words, I believe they use these type of events to set people up down the road for bigger things, like what you were saying with the economy about the lapse and the impending or the imminent war over there in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Something else that I noticed, and I'm just kind of going point by point here. They're just minor things, but
well, let me jump in and comment on that last one because I think it's such another brilliant insight, my friend. And I'm glad that you called in with this stuff
because
it's true. I think when you look at all that, you know, the Y2K thing was all manufactured. We all know that. I mean, there was no, you know, it seemed kind of silly too. You're like, what? Because it's switching from 19 to 20, nobody ever thought of that. It's going to take all these billions and billions of dollars to update all these computer systems. My information indicates that in essence, there's a several hundred year old debt sort of thing that needs to be revamped every 80 years or so. And in the course of doing so, they have to shut down all the banks for a couple of days. So it's just an excuse to do that. That's what I heard. I don't know. There's more information out there for anybody who's willing to look on it. And if we have time, we'll talk about it sometime in the future.
Well, there were a lot of spin mm-hmm. people out there. And at that time, I wasn't listening to the Frankly Speaking show. I was listening to the wrong people out there putting out. But believe it or not, I still kind of had this attitude. Well, one thing I won't do is I won't get on an airplane. Or you know, anything that's going to put me in harm's way where I don't have solid ground under my feet because of the problems that they were talking about with computers, this, that, and the other. Well, all of that was phony, once mm-hmm. again, designed to scare people.
Sure.
And you remember at the time, people, they darn near stampeded each other going into the stores buying all the water and batteries and flashlights. And then after all of that was over, I heard locally that probably 85% of the people went back to the stores to give the return the junk that they had bought for that big scare.
Yeah, that's such an important point. And I know you've listened to the show for a while, and you remember we had Debbie Morrow from Berkey.
Mm-hmm.
BerkeyWater.com, the new millennium concepts, of course. And she had told me that around Y2K, you remember this, what happened? The feds wanted a list from New Millennium of all the people who've been buying water filters. They wanted to know who is plugged in and who's preparing for worst-case scenarios. All these people who were on this preparedness kick prior to Y2K, the government was looking for those lists. And God bless New Millennium and all the great folks there like Jim. They said, stick it in your ear. We're not giving you any lists. But that's what they wanted it. So that gels with your theory there about, you know, trying to monitor how people are reacting to these various scenarios. And you're absolutely right on point, brother. Hang on, my friends. Another quick break, and we'll be back with more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Our phone number, of course, 800-313-9443. We're chatting with an old friend of mine, Rodney from Texas. Rodney, it's been a while, brother. We got some catching up to do.
Oh, yeah. And, Frank, you know, I couldn't agree with you more when you were saying before the break that people who are truly plugged in, we're monitored more than the people who aren't.
Amen.
And they know who they got, you know. They already know who they're able to play like piano strings or fiddles, as opposed to the ones, because the ones who aren't. And I heard people say that the American Revolution, it was only like 2 or 3% of the people who rebelled, and that was enough to put the tyrants in their place.
Mm-hmm.
Well. I mean, if you've got 15 or 20% of the people here in this country, as opposed to, say, 85%, that's more than enough. And if that 15 or 20% are people who are armed, people who are who have clear minds, they're not, you know, crazy and allowing, entities to pull their strings and manipulate them,
I'm pretty sure that this government understands you just can't, you know, do some of the things that you're doing and get away. You got to really, you really do have to monitor people to know who's got the, you know, the good common sense to see through this, mm-hmm. The machinations.
Yeah, you're right.
So I, you know, I agree with you when you were talking about, you know, this thing with them monitoring, because I know before Y2K, I had all of my neighbors around my neighbor were always, what are you doing for Y2K? And I basically told them, I'm not going to do anything. I tell you what I am going to do. I'm going to sit back with my radio on, and I'm going to make sure that I get off the streets, stay in the inside my home, you know, away from. So if anything does happen, you know, I won't be out there. Sure. And, you know, if any mob actions or anything like that happens, I won't end up and get hurt because of that. But
yeah,
the truth of the matter is they were shocked when I told them, oh, you're not going to be sitting around wringing your hands and nervous and pulling your hair out and pacing the floor all night long, wondering if the world is going to come to an end. I said, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I didn't go out and spend all of my money on all of those needless supplies, because there was just my gut feeling told me that even though I didn't have your show to listen to at that time, my gut feeling told me that there was something weird, mm-hmm. that, you know, that something wasn't quite right about the information that people, I'll name some names, people like Art Bell,
mm-hmm.
and people and some of the fear mongers that he brought on his show. Those same people, you can't even find them under with a microscope.
Yeah, where are they now?
They put out all their books and all of their phony literature, and I haven't heard not one of those people since. And Art Bell has still got his show. He's never brought any of those people back, because all of those people, they were out there spinning for the government.
Mm-hmm.
And they had people out there paying all their money, building up bomb shelters, and it was just crazy. And so mm-hmm.
and a lot of people, they went and sold all that stuff afterwards, like you said, or they gave it back, or they just said, oh, this is, I can't believe I got scammed. And guess what? Those people who were plugged into the warning signs but not really having the discernment that somebody like you had, well, guess what? They're not going to be fooled, if that's what you want to call it, and I'll put it in quotes there,
right,
they're not going
right.
to be fooled into preparing for anything else.
Right.
So they just, well, they were completely taken out of the fight.
I always, you know, I'm right now in the midst of reading a book about, you know, not allowing other people to pull your strings.
Mm, sounds good.
Pull your own strings.
Yeah, right on.
Let other people pull them for you, because nothing but bad always comes out of it. And the biggest puller of strings, and I'm using that in the negative sense,
mm-hmm.
are government entities. They historically have always pulled people's strings, and whenever they do it, there's always something bad, human loss of life. I mean, just I can't even – you know what I'm talking about. I don't even have to recount mm-hmm. history, how many millions and millions and millions of people who have been killed because – they allow governments to pull their strings, trick them into getting into wars. Only later we found out after the human cost of life that they were lied to, fooled, tricked. Mm-hmm. They had their strings pulled.
That's right.
And what's so bad about it is, and the book I'm reading is written by a psychologist. He was saying, the people that pull the strings, the string pullers, they use the same tricks over and over. It's not something. It's not something that you or I have to go to college and get a degree in human psychology. These are tricks that are easy to see through, Frank.
You're exactly
and they
right.
They continuously do the same things over and over and over, and it just. It's amazing, and I'm not saying that I'm a brilliant so-and-so by any stretch of the imagination, because if I were, I wouldn't have to read this book here.
But well, you know what?
Bottom line.
You're brilliant because you are reading books, and that's such a wonderful thing. But you're absolutely right, brother. They keep pulling the same plays because the same plays keep working against their enemies, which is us.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And you know, when you had your first guest on earlier, he was talking about how they're taking DNA from different people. Well, just 2 days ago, I was reading a Midwest newspaper, Indianapolis Star News, and they put out a notice in the newspaper that all recently convicted felons, people who basically had already served their time, Frank, had to show up at the fairgrounds. And anybody who's living in Indianapolis and they're listening to me say this, that if they read the article in the newspaper, they know that I'm telling the truth. Show up at the fairgrounds, over 6,000 people, and give their DNA blood samples so it can be stored in a database. Now, my question to you is, once a person has done, paid their debt to society, you know, that person shouldn't have to be have their DNA put in a data bank or DNA bank to be further scrutinized. But you see, this also goes back to this book I'm reading, where they, you know, this guy's saying, you know, this is how we get our strings pulled. We allow the bureaucracy of government to play these games like this on us. Nobody ever, I asked myself when I read the article, does anybody ever challenge the validity of this? These people have paid their debt to society, but they're being ordered under the threat of a warrant for their arrest to come over to this place and give their blood to a data bank. And by the way, just last year, the Washington Post ran a story where they showed that there are so many errors, even with the DNA databases that they've already put together. They have so many errors with this stuff. I mean, they have had people arrested for crimes, misidentified for doing things because their blood was in the data bank, and only to find out later that all the information was erroneous. So, you know, you get yourself caught up in these bureaucratic webs, and for a lot of people, they don't know how to get out of them. I mean, you get caught up, and I'm just, again, I'm not trying to put myself on a pedestal, but this is how certain entities have set this system up, where they can get people caught in these webs and they can't get out of them. And that's the reason why this book, I think, it's real good, because it gives practical suggestions on how not to allow other people to pull your strings, but like I said, pull your own strings.
Yeah, right on.
You know, now how many people know how to do that, Frank? I mean,
very few.
A rhetorical question, but yeah. I'm just saying, a lot of people. I'm sure that. Well, there are just numerous examples out there of how people, if you would ask, in fact, they don't know how to pull their own strings because they don't recognize. That they have other people pulling their strings for them to begin with. I mean, I couldn't sit down with somebody and say, you know, you're really being screwed by the government. You know, just another way of saying they're pulling your strings or playing you like a piano. If it's a person who's married to a governmental job, they would be insulted if I would tell them something like that.
Yeah. That's right.
They really would. You take a lot of these people that work for the IRS, you just name it, all the FBI and some of these agencies. I couldn't make a statement like that. In fact, I probably would be arrested for
threatening a governmental official just by telling them, you know, you've been manipulated. I'm sure that there's a few out there that would recognize what I'm saying as the truth, sure. But they don't want to make waves. And when you have a person who has that type of attitude, Frank, well, I don't want to make waves. Well, guess what? They're perfect. They're a prime candidate for having somebody pull their string.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I'll let you jump in. I'm kind of going
on and on here. But you know what? Every bit of it is very, very important and very brilliant insights, and I agree with you. What they do is they tap into the fear. And you mentioned about fear, and fear-mongering mm-hmm. is such a, and I'm sure that's all over that book you're reading, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's
that's
what it's all about. And here in America, we've been conditioned to fear two things at the very least. No matter what of your social economic status might be, or your station in life, or what job you have, poverty and death. That's it. Poverty and death, those things are endemic to our society, and probably the world as well, although I think probably less so in places outside America because poverty is greater. Although it is greatly, greatly, greatly on the rise, extreme poverty, you're seeing a big, 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 huge division, according to recent statistics that I have here in front of me, mm-hmm. between that middle, that regular poverty and extreme poverty. Now all these people are falling into the extreme poverty position, and you know, hey, that's exactly how it's going down.
Let me ask you this, Frank.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask you this. You know, I've heard people talk about type A behavior or mm-hmm. type A personalities, and I never really was in a position to ask people that use that phrase or terminology, what is that? Because usually when I heard it, it was on the evening news or
sure.
Or something like that. But nevertheless, that's covered in this book. And under type A personalities, guess what?
What?
Fear. But there's some other symptoms there.
Sure.
But it type A personality in this country is epidemic.
Oh yeah, and they
use fear to make it even worse. To make it even worse, and like you said, failure. Mm-hmm. Failure in one's profession, their job, failure in marriage, failure in anything. Because everything in our society, they always put a premium on being a winner,
yeah.
being number one, mm-hmm. being the A student, being and when you have that type of emphasis placed on that, you develop that type A personality or behavior. Now, I'm kind of watering down what I've actually read in the book, and I'm just kind of giving you the gist of what. But
sure.
I mean,
well, I think you're exactly right with all those things, Rodney, because that's what it boils down to. And we talked about that a little bit yesterday, about people who make compromises in order to get ahead. Everybody has that competitive nature to some degree. It just depends on who they're competing with and for what. And like you were mentioning about talking to various government officials, you know, you're messing with their money. That's a sensitive issue. You're messing with their income. Who knows? People are afraid to fight the fight because they don't want to stand up and be counted. Not because they're afraid of standing up. They just haven't found the right reason to jeopardize everything that they perceive that they have.
But and they don't know how to stand up.
Yeah, well, they've never done it. They've always rolled over. And you compromise enough, and then there's nothing left of that backbone. You're just a jellyfish.
As this psychologist say, they've been taught how to be good, nice victims.
That's good.
Don't stand up and question authority. Even if authority is wrong, just lay down and be a good victim and allow the authority figure to put their foot on your neck.
And don't stand up for anybody else. God forbid that,
right.
Because then they'll notice you. Like you said, all these prisoners being required, even though they fulfilled their debt to society,
right.
Being required to have their DNA databased. And who's going to stand up for ex-cons? who's going to get out there and demand that this is a terrible idea? Let these murderers go back to their lives. Let these child molesters go back to their lives. Let these thieves and these violent abusers, let them go back to their lives. Nobody's going to stick up for those people.
And that's what this doctor in this book is saying. You know what? You're exactly right. Nobody is going to stand up for you, but you can stand up for yourself.
There you go.
But and you, if have everybody... you have to learn how to recognize. And in fact, he was saying about this type A personality. This guy was saying, believe it or not, that is one of the biggest killers of men under the age of 40 years of age and below, because of the stress, the heart attacks, the hypertension. You know, and again, I'm paraphrasing this, but like I said, I've heard people in the past use that term loosely and never really go into depth. And I just accidentally came across this book because the title looked appealing. And now I'm halfway through it, and I'm starting to realize, man, you know, all of this information in this book is very, very relevant to the time that we're living in right now.
Hang on, Rodney, and then we'll wrap up the show with you when we come back. Folks, stay with us. Back in three.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the conclusion of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We've had a lot of great information put out here And what we were just talking about is fear. And if you think about it, like I said, fear and poverty, two things that every American has been conditioned to fear, which is why when you have the slow decline, okay, the process of gradualism by which people are slowly sort of backed into a corner, you know, without even realizing it, the situation changes against the powers that be with their manipulations of societal, you know, development and whatnot. When they get people down to a point where they have either taken away everything the person has, or they have simply threatened to. Threatening to is what keeps people in line. And we're talking about extreme poverty. That's why they have all the social programs. Oh, don't revolt. Be a good little citizen, and we'll make sure that you get fed. You don't have to work or anything. Just obey, you know, that sort of thing. It's a bad, bad scene, folks, but they can only take away so much. If they take it all away, they threaten. Again, they're saying, hey, look, we'll kill you unless you stay, you know, in line. Well, yeah, they'll stay in line. But at the same time, if they actually started to do that, people would go crazy. They'd say, hell no. Look, the American people are the biggest danger to this new world order than any other human society that's ever walked the planet. That's a fact. Okay, we have power. We have authority. All human beings do. But here in America, we've been given free rein to develop that, I think, to a certain extent. And those control mechanisms, they will not hold up forever, and they know that. So they got to do things slowly. They got to do their little tests, their little sociological experiments to find out how people will react. Let me tell you something, folks, and a lot of people have asked me this. When is enough? When will people have had enough? And I say, I don't know, but you'll know when it happens. So, you know, take that and think about it. Rodney in Texas, welcome back.
Well, Frank, thanks for bringing me back.
Sure. It's been fun.
I'm going to leave you on this final point, this final thought, at least for me for today. Mm-hmm. And this ties right in with what you were just saying. When will the people say enough is enough? How do you fight? Well, according to this psychologist, don't cooperate.
That's it.
That's one way of fighting back. Mm-hmm. Don't cooperate with these people. Just as simple as that. Even if you lose your job, hey, come on. You know, yep. You're working for a corporation. That's not a human. Well, if you're working for a corporation, if you died today, do you think that corporation has feelings? Is it going to come to your funeral? And I'm just using that as an example, Frank.
Yeah, you're right.
But it doesn't have any feelings. All the corporations, and that includes the government, care about is the bottom line, sad to say. It always has. But you know what? One of the best ways to fight back, whether it be passively or otherwise, just don't cooperate. And there are myriads of ways of not cooperating. You know, don't let people pull your strings.
That's right.
You don't cooperate, and you'd be surprised just how much you will make inroads by just simply not cooperating with the BS that's going on right now. The only reason why these people are able to get away with the things they're getting away with is we cooperate with them.
Yes, and that's...
We're willing victims. We allow them to victimize us and then sit back and say, oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we have to figure out is what are you being promised and who do you serve? And when you figure out your personal answer to those questions, you'll know whether there is or is not something to fear. Now, Rodney, you're a man of faith. I know this. I am, too.
Thank you.
I don't have any fear. It's like, whatever. What are you going to take away my... But, you know, they talk about no blood from a stone. Well, good luck. You know, you're gonna make me poorer. Okay, you're gonna take away my life. You're gonna speed my trip up to the big guy. Well, you know, I'm just not worried about such things.
Come on, let's go and get it over with.
There you go, Rodney. I love you, buddy. Thanks for the
call. All right,
call,
take
man.
Care, Frank. Bye-bye.
All right, folks, that's gonna do it here for tonight. We'll see you in about 20 hours for another exciting edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. Have a good one.